Well, the movie World War Z is a very competently made thriller, I'll say that. And it's not like a typical summer movie driven by all the CGI whiz-bang, which, as you know, drives me crazy. It's a really good thriller. Secondly, it has a very good depiction of a father, which is so rare, I find, in TV and movies today. It's, you know, the Homer Simpson, Peter Griffin model of fatherhood, a sort of incompetent slob. This movie shows a father, played by Brad Pitt, as a very intelligent, very resourceful, dedicated, self-sacrificing person. So I like that about it, too. But what I liked the most was it provides a very intriguing template for thinking about sin and salvation. Now, in many ways, it's the typical zombie story. But in this case, the family, Brad Pitt's family, hears about this strange virus breaking out around the world. And then it comes quickly, very close to home. They're in a traffic jam in Philadelphia, and suddenly there's chaos all around them, and they're forced to flee. It becomes clear that there's this virus which turns people into the walking dead, into zombies, who are fiercely hungry for human flesh, and so the disease is spreading very quickly around the world. One thing that made this movie particularly frightening was the zombies were not your typical kind of lumbering oafs we've come to expect, but these were very fast and very deft teeth-gnashing killing machines. And so that made the movie, you know, a little bit more frightening. Well, the family escapes to a ship off the eastern seaboard, and it becomes clear that Jerry, the character played by Brad Pitt, is a former UN special ops person who's been sent into these, you know, hot spots around the world, so he's an expert in all this. And he's pressed into service to figure out where this disease came from, to go back to the origin of it, and then try to find a, you know, solution. So he flies first to South Korea, and then he wings his way across the planet to Jerusalem, because it's determined that the Israelis figured out a way to build this giant, thick, high wall to keep the zombies out. So Brad Pitt goes there to try to figure out what's happening. Now, here's what struck me about it. Oddly, during the movie, I was thinking a lot about the Council of Trent. Here's why. The Council of Trent says that sin is passed on from generation to generation. Propagazione et non imitazione. Latin for by propagation, not by imitation. If you want, it's a disease concept of sin. And I want to say a word about that, because most of us, I think, would instinctually opt for the more, imitazione theory. That, you know, I see people doing bad things, I find it attractive for perverse reasons, and so I imitate it. A bit like picking up a bad habit, or picking up a way of speaking from hearing someone else speak, or, oh, look at that behavior, I'll try that, or look at how they're dressed, I'll dress like that. Well, that's imitation. And the, you know, psychodynamics of that are interesting, but that's a relatively superficial dynamic. What's deeper is propagazione, by propagation. Sin is passed on, Trent says, not in that first way, but in this deeper and more abiding way, where it's caught more like a contagion. Now, here's a good trope for it, I think. Consider a baby who is gestating in the womb of a mother who's addicted to crack. And the baby is born an addict. Is the baby responsible? No, not in some moral sense. Baby didn't choose it. But yet it's in the baby in this very deep, organic way. The baby inherited this contagion, this virus, this problem, like a disease. The official teaching of the Catholic Church is that sin is much more like that than it's something which is simply picked up by habituation or by imitation. More to it, Trent says. Sin, inherited that way, leads to a falling apart of the self. What's meant to be an integrated self, think of mind, body, spirit, emotion, and so on, linked to God and therefore integrated, through sin, the disease of sin, all of that falls apart. And we become, really, simulacra of what we are supposed to be. Now you see why the zombie is such a good symbol of this. the problem is picked up not by imitation, but by propagation. It's a disease that is caught, which leads to a compromising of the self that's so complete that the person is a simulacrum of a human being. Zombies look and kind of act and move a bit like human beings, but they're really not, because they've been so profoundly compromised. So, according to Trent, sin inherited by this process reaches so deeply into us that we fall apart. Now, what's the implication of this? It's very important for understanding a Catholic and indeed Christian doctrine. If sin is simply a matter of habituation or imitation, I've caught it from bad influences and so on, well, then we could in principle find a psychological, political, economic, sociological, interpersonal solution for it, right? Well, change your habits or hang around different people, or, you know, we'll change the economic and social, political arrangements and we'll be fine. But, says the Catholic Church, and this is deeply based in the Bible, any such attempt will be futile against sin because it's not picked up in that way. Now, one of the most memorable scenes in World War Z is Jerusalem, so all the biblical overtones are there, protected by this giant wall, and they think they're safe until the zombies figure out a way, and they clamber their way up over the wall, and they completely decimate the city. Any of our attempts to deal with the problem are going to be met with that same kind of futility. So, what's the solution? The solution has to be not something of our own contrivance. It has to be an antidote, if you want, that comes radically from outside the problem. It's an antidote to this contagion. Now, I'll cut back just briefly to the movie. I won't bore you with all the details, but Brad Pitt finds this laboratory, and he has to go into an inner section of the laboratory where they're kept these very deadly diseases, because it becomes clear that the zombies don't attack someone who has a deadly virus. So Brad Pitt's character has to go into the heart of darkness. This place is surrounded by these dangerous figures. Furthermore, he has to inject himself with this deadly virus. And only then is he safe from the zombies, and therefore able to make from his blood an antidote for the whole world. Okay, now again, quarrel if you want with these details and from a medical standpoint and all that. The point is, this figure doesn't fight the zombies on their own terms, simply by shooting or cutting them or killing them. He goes into the dysfunction very courageously, very bravely, goes into the dysfunction, takes on himself deadly disease, and thereby is able to provide a blood-based solution to the world's suffering. Now, you have to be pretty opaque, I think, not to see the Christ overtones here. Christ doesn't battle sin on its own terms the way we try to. You know, we'll just fight our way through it. We'll change the economic and social arrangements. I'll impose my will. Doesn't work. Rather, he goes into sin. As Paul says, he becomes sin on the cross. And then sheds his blood, which becomes the antidote to sin. How do you handle sin in a Catholic framework? Not primarily through psychological manipulation, not through economic changes, not through political reform. You solve the problem of sin by drinking the blood of Christ, by consuming his body, by interiorizing like an antidote the one who went into the heart of darkness to deal with the contagion of sin, which has turned us into simulacra of who we are supposed to be. You see, so step by step, you see in this rather extraordinary movie the template for understanding what sin is, what it does to us, and how we're saved from it. And here's something now, I'll editorialize a little bit here at the end. I think it's a time when the Christian churches themselves have gotten rather inept at telling the great story of sin and salvation. the movies sometimes do it much more effectively. I think watch this World War Z, and you'll see a very interesting meditation on the problem and the solution.